B-Pod Studios.
This is Felger.
Felgstradamus.
And Mass.
You're not going to get anybody half decent for free.
Presented by DraftKings on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Final hour, Felger and Mass coming up on 5:05 in the afternoon. The latest in the NBA is that the Bucks boycotted their playoff game today. You will have the OKC Thunder and Houston soon following suit. There's a third game tonight as well, Portland Lakers. No word on that I've heard from these guys, but when LeBron James tweets out, F this, I get the sense I won't be seeing LeBron James and the Lakers tonight either.
You will not. Sham Sharania of The Athletic literally just tweeted, the Lakers and Trailblazers are sitting game five of this series. Sources telling The Athletic, so all three NBA games will not be played today.
Okay. Whether they reschedule or not, you don't know. Whether they canceled or forfeited, we don't know. The Celtics and Raptors, you have to figure, are going to follow suit given, again, how important this cause is to all of those guys, namely Jaylen Brown and, you know, some guys who are on the Celtics who are at the forefront of this. So, you know, they're not going to have other teams sit out and then they're going to go play. I just don't think that's happening. The question now is, I was stunned when you first said it, Jimmy, but whether the whole bubble is about to go burst is probably on the table, which frankly stuns me. Stuns me.
I mean, I wouldn't be shocked if they just canned this whole thing by Friday and they just said, everybody go home. We're done here.
So, you know, they want some satisfaction. They're looking for something, you know. So what, the Bucks are in touch with the Milwaukee attorney, Wisconsin attorney general to get movement on that case. What if it comes out like our previous alt-right caller there about the guy's got a record, there was a fight, you know, what if there are all these mitigating circumstances that come out? You think the players are going to reverse course, or they're already too far down the road?
I mean, no. I feel like they're too far down the road because, again, it's a bigger issue than just this one case, right? And, again, this sort of just reignited the issue down there in Orlando as it pertains to the guys in the bubble. So, I think that my guess is that the only way this thing gets saved is if the league, you know, and I say saved, if it gets figured out, if the league can negotiate with the players as to ways that this can be handled and allow basketball to go on. I mean, how else are you going to do it?
Yeah.
They're clearly pissed off, and they clearly are willing to skip games. So I go back to just saying that, because I know people are losing their minds over this, and I want them to play basketball too. But as far as a protest goes, it's effective. It's effective.
Okay, so there's the latest there. We were talking about, in case you missed it, Tom Brady on his Instagram story basically sent out a series of Instagram posts mocking those who choose to social distance and mocking the whole social distancing and COVID precautions, if you will, then followed it up with a final tweet that said, live your best life, with a picture of his Protect supplement product, which he says, or they intimate, can help you stave off the COVID virus by taking these supplements. And so that's what we're talking about with Tom Brady. He's back at it selling snake oil with his guy, Alex Guerrero.
Yeah, and a bunch of people have emailed me saying, like, you know, these were hours and hours apart. That's not what he meant. What? Come on. I mean, first, he's seriously mocking. He's mocking those that are like, you should social distance. You should wear masks.
Well, hold on. Who cares if they're hours and hours apart? They're all in the, you know, right, on the simulcast. Go ahead and run them again if you can on the simulcast for me, please. It's all done in the same font, like the same style, like they all look like they're a chain. So what if they came some time apart? They're all obviously part of a series, right?
Exactly. Yeah. So it doesn't matter if he put some of them up yesterday and then some of them up today. He's trying to make a point with that last one, following all these other posts on his Instagram story, like, oh, here I am again now with the crowd, around a crowd, not social distancing, giving high fives. And then the final post is that of the Protect thing that you can buy for $45. If you want to live like Tom Brady and not wear the mask and not have to social distance, all you need to do is buy Protect for $45. That's all this thing was. Don't try to twist it into something else. That's exactly what he was trying to do. Show you, you can live like me and not have to worry about the COVID-19 if you buy Protect. It was one big commercial.
I mean, it's so low.
It was spread out because it's intended to string you along. That's the whole point, is to stretch it out and to, you know, hook you and then give you the punchline. And the punchline is Protect, to live your best life and not have to worry about these silly social distancing rules. So what's staggering to me is that, again, Tom Brady, with all the time and money and, you know, everything at his disposal, all the choices he could make, all the brands that he could hitch his wagon to, and all the people he could hitch his wagon to, he's hitched his wagon to this flim-flam artist, this Alex Guerrero, who's already been slapped twice by the federal government for false advertising and false claims when it comes to health products and supplement products. So, like, a notorious guy who has previously tried to peddle unsubstantiated, you know, snake oil on people. This is the guy that Brady continues to go to bat with and go to bat for and, like, put his name to. It's unbelievable. Of all the people he could be attaching himself to, that Guerrero is the one that he continues to lend his name and his brand to? It blows me away. But be that as it may, Guerrero's obviously done wonders for him on the football field. And so I understand the attachment. I get it. That's the other thing on the board today. So Cam Newton spoke. We've also been talking about that. He's been reprogrammed as a Patriot. Spoke for, 15 minutes, said absolutely nothing. Spoke in terms of team and not I and all of that. We played you the sound before, so you can weigh in on that as well. Finally, here's the latest on the Bruins. Bruce Cassidy intimated, was it last night or this morning, that he may, I think it was today.
Today.
That there may be a game time decision on a forward and they may have to play seven defensemen. And he also said Halak's starting. So Halak gets a start here in a pivotal game three. Back-to-back, 35 years old, played six games in the last 5 months. He gets the back-to-back, okay? So let's see how Halak can stand up to that. He wasn't so hot last night, that's for sure. But in terms of the lineup, you know, we're guessing what it might be, and I said DeBrusk, because I thought Shattenkirk knocked him into next week on that hit in the second period last night, or first period, whenever it was. And I think DuPont tweeted something similar, that the guess is Jake DeBrusk. So I think I might have been onto something there, whether it's DeBrusk or not, whether he's in or out. If he is out, I would hope they would activate another forward and not another defenseman. In other words, is a choice between Studnicka at forward or Lozon as a seventh D? I'd rather have Studnicka out there as that 12th forward versus the seventh D. I don't get why you need the 7D. I mean, why do you need, if you feel you need more beef and you need more size in there, Maz, then you put in Lozon and you take out Kreslik, or you put in Lozon. I'm not even thinking about the right left thing right now, but you put in Lozon and you take out Clifton, or you put in Lozon and you take out Kreslik, and there's your beef. I don't get the seventh defenseman versus the 12th forward. I want to see Stanek out there.
Yeah, my guess is that they didn't like the way things went in their own zone, and they think Tampa's going to beat the crap out of them again, or try to. And so they're worried about the puck being in their own end, and that's where all the physicality is going to be. So I don't know. I told you I can't explain their logic is what I'm telling you. And I was just watching the DeBrusk kid again. It's got to be what it is. It's got to be what it is. And so if it's Pasternak, then I'm worried because you know they're going to need every goal they can get in this series. I like Studnicka's game. I do. I think he's looked pretty good when he's been out there. So I'd rather see forward for forward too. But they must be worried about their the pressure that they're handling in the zone.
Okay, so those are the items on the board the whole rest of the way. You can weigh in on them going forward here, whatever you want. Danny in Seeding Hills, I don't even know what that is. Danny in Seeding Hills on Doc Rivers. Go ahead, Danny.
Hey, how are you guys? Hey, I respect Doc Rivers for his opinions about what's going on in society today, but I am kind of offended by the statement he said regarding what white father has had to have this conversation with his children. Well, I, for one, as a white father, have had this conversation with my children and told them, you get pulled over by the police, you call them sir, you call them officer, you do what you got to do. Has my son been perfect? No, he's been pulled over a few times, but he's never gotten into the trouble that these other guys have gotten into trouble because he's paid respect to the cops when they've respected him also. Thank you. That's all I have to say.
Yeah, and then my follow-up question would be, do you think African-Americans and white Americans are treated exactly the same by cops across the country on a consistent basis? And if you answer yes, I don't know how you could possibly say the answer is yes. The answer is obviously no. And so they have a right to be pissed. No matter what is shown outside of that video, they have a right to be pissed. Here's Nicholas in Rhode Island on Tom Brady. Go ahead, Nicholas.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. The reason the supplements Brady's able to promote these is the Food and Drug Administration doesn't regulate the supplements the same way they do drugs. So.
That's right.
He's able to market and claim whatever he wants about this elderberry supplement, even though there might not be any efficacy to it actually working.
No doubt. Oh, and look, then that applies across the supplement game. Believe me, for someone who takes a ton of supplements, and I don't think they do jack, but I'm just sort of like on this thing where I take them because I take them, whatever. Makes me feel better. But you have no idea what the hell's in them. The difference is that the guy producing them, Alex Guerrero, has been told repeatedly.
Right.
Even though the FDA doesn't regulate it, the government, Alex Guerrero's claims are so ridiculous and dangerous, frankly, that even though it's not regulated, the government has still stepped in twice with him to tell him to cut it out, and they're still doing it.
Right. You don't say red flag. You say red flags, plural, with the Supreme Greens and the concussion water. Like, they've already looked at this guy, and the FDA is as loose can be with this, you know, when it comes to supplements and these kind of things, and he's gotten in trouble twice. And Brady's attached himself to this. I mean, we're now, what, almost 20 years into this relationship, 15 years. Like, I still can't believe it. And that there's no checks and balances, nobody telling him no. Maybe like, hey, rethink this, putting out something like this product during a pandemic. It just feels so sleazy and beneath him.
Oh, it's totally sleazy and beneath him. And look, I my guess is the caller was just trying to pass along information saying the reason Brady can do this is, in some ways, I think it makes it worse.
Right.
So, the door's open there. I can do it.
Right. You have a moral obligation.
Yeah. Right. That is, to me, it's unethical. Like, I look at it and say, it's just not right. It's not right. You're misleading people. And the idea that, because, again, all kinds of doctors have spoken out about this supplement. I was looking up a little while ago a story in Forbes magazine where they were quoting a doctor saying, Brady never actually says coronavirus, but he's doing it during the middle of a pandemic. Well, in this case, he's talking about social distancing. I mean, does he have to spell it out for you?
Right.
Like, again, so again, because it's not regulated, ooh, there's a loophole there and I can get away with it. Like, to me, that is in some ways worse. Like, you're trying to cheat the system.
We got more of your calls and thoughts on all the items on the board right after these words.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's the show the crowd goes wild for. It's Felger and Mass, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
You know, from your vantage point, what was it like to go through that as you were eating that sandwich?
Not that sandwich doesn't taste very good, Chris. But the sandwich we ate at the end of the game really is a delicacy.
All right, welcome back to the program. Continue with your calls on everything from the day, including Cam Newton speaking to the media again for the second time. Already reprogrammed. We've got Tyler in Manchester on Bruins Lightning Game 2. What do you got, Tyler?
Hey, guys. How are you doing today?
Good.
I just wanted to touch up on the Bruins of last night. What a game. I mean, the overtime period was just phenomenal. What do you guys think?
Okay, I think the overtime period sucked.
Yeah, I thought they sucked in overtime.
They got outshot 9-1. 9-1 in overtime. It was a complete manhandling. Tampa was all over them, and it, you know, once the Bruins had trouble getting the puck out, you went, uh-oh, here we go. And there it was. So, they were completely dominated in the overtime.
Okay, so the thought from last night into tonight is, you know, we're about to find out whether Tampa's taking control of the thing or this is just going to be a back and forth between two evenly matched teams. I think Tampa's a little bit better. And I think that you saw it last night when the Tampa kicked it into that high gear. They can take it to a place that I don't think you can get to. They're just bigger, faster, heavier. Never mind all the skill that they have. They have an edge in net. They have an edge, I think, on D. And I just think they're a better team. Maybe not a much better team, but better. And when they put it all together, they hit a place you can't hit. And that, I think, happened last night. If Tampa plays at that level the rest of the way, I think you're in deep trouble. What you have to do is put pressure on them so they get tight and they do what they've done in the past, which is come up short because maybe they put too much pressure on themselves or that dingbat coach has taken the wrong approach, has gotten overconfident. And so you have to do that to them. And you have to do it to them either with some better goaltending we got to be a little finer with your scoring chances. And we can't have David Pastrnak shooting at a wide-open net and hitting the goalie in the helmet, or David Krejci missing the net on a 4-on-2. They've got to pot those chances, and Halak has to be finer. And that, if you do it, you can pull the upset. But if all things are equal and we're just going talent to talent, Tampa may have taken control of the thing, and I think that this quick back-to-back favors them more than you. And this could be a real turning point in the series tonight, Maz. That's what I think.
Yeah, look, I felt that way going into yesterday. I didn't like the back-to-back thing. I thought game two was huge. And so I still think the Bruins' best chance is to get the goalie to crack, because I think Vasilevsky wants to puke on himself.
So let's see if we can get him to do that, shall we? Steve in the car on Brady. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, guys. I was just going to switch it up on Brady and the COVID thing, and along with the NBA. Because that, it, to me, I want to talk sports. So I'm going to cut right to the Bruins. You're a sports radio show. It's what we should be talking about, because we all need diversions in this life. Let, you know, NBC News cover all that other stuff. Anyway, the Tampa Bay got shot out of a cannon. I think the same thing is going to happen. I have no idea, unless Chara is just too slow, why they're going to dress seven defensemen tonight, because they need offense. They are getting pummeled.
Well, let me stop you, Steve. You know, generally speaking, three goals is the magic number. And they got to three last night. And they got to three on night one. So I could use a little more scoring, but generally in the NHL, first one to three wins. I mean, that's – so if they were losing with two goals on the board or one, I would say their offense is a problem. Their offense – generally speaking, is good enough. Maybe that seventh defenseman, but he does raise an interesting point. Maybe that seventh defenseman, Maz, is Chara protection to really sort of limit him more and just put him out there in the PK or defensive zone situations, holding a lead situations, and not play him the minutes that they're playing him up and down the ice. Maybe that's protection for Chara.
Okay, but again, protection from whom? Lozon? Like, so when I say, like, would you rather give minutes to Chara or Lozon?
Chara.
Like, I like Lozon as a player. I don't mean to tell you I don't. I like a lot of what Lozon brings. He did not have a great showing against Carolina. I mean, there were penalties in there. He just didn't look quite ready for the speed of it. Now, maybe he knows what he's getting into this time around. Maybe you see a little bit more of that, right? A little bit more of a capability, I guess, is what I'm getting at. But look, I don't think the offense right now is a huge problem. You know, Mike, they've played two games. They've played six plus periods. The overall goals are 6-6. So this has been a pretty even series. Like, I don't think there's a need to overreact too much to last night yet. But the back-to-back thing and, you know, the fact that a loss like that can sting, and now that you have to play another one right away, it does have me concerned. I'm not bitching about it or complaining about it, because the schedule is what it is. But I think it's harder to bounce back from those kinds of games in this bubble than it typically is.
John in Wakefield, give me something on the NBA bubble, which just may be bursting. Go ahead, John.
Hey, I agree with something Jimmy picked up on a little bit. I really believe the league's going to shut it down. The players are going to walk away. They got a message to send, and the message is acquired immunity is not going to work in this country anymore, where black cops think that they have every right in the world to gun down, I mean white cops, to gun down a black person. And that's exactly what we're looking at right now.
Okay, well, you know, and you got to respect them taking a stand. It's going to cost them. It's going to cost them, you know, in their pocketbooks. It's going to cost them this year. It's going to cost them next year. There's going to be an economic impact, you know, for those guys. And so they're putting their money where their mouth is. So, you know, that you got to respect that. I would also say they're also the perfect, you know, league to do it, Maz, because they make the most money and they've got the most in the bank and it's the most guaranteed. Like, you know, the vast majority of NFL players, I don't know if they could afford to make the stand that those NBA players might be making here. I don't think they could afford to do it.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, even role players in the NBA make a pretty handsome sum. And not that Marcus Smart's a role player, but what's his number, 13?
Yep, 13 a year.
I mean, that's a lot of dough for that kind of guy. How many guys in the NFL make 13?
So, by the way, maybe they should be the ones, and they are the ones. So give them credit. You know, give them credit. They have the greatest opportunity to do it and the greatest means to do it. And so they're doing it, and they're taking up that charge. So, again, I respect it. Tom in East Boston. Go ahead, Tom. Tom, hey, any spot?
Two things. One, quickly, I think Stidham, you guys giving him a lot of crap. I think he's a good player. I think there's the pieces around him aren't good. He doesn't have any receivers. I wish they'd sign a guy like Samich.
I'm going to let him go. Who's Samich?
I have no idea.
I have no clue what he's talking about.
There? He got hurt. He couldn't even practice in the second week.
And look, not to be a wise ass, because, you know, I love the idea of promise at a young quarterback. How do we know if he can play? How do we know?
All I know is, whether it was a real competition or not, they were giving him major reps. They were giving him just the same on-field opportunity that they were giving Cam Newton, and they were willing to do it for the first several weeks of camp, and he couldn't make it. He couldn't even make it to the third week, despite not being touched. That's a horrible sign. Nothing to do with what he's surrounded by or not surrounded by. George in the car on Doc Rivers. Go ahead, George.
Hey, what's up, guys? I just want to start off by saying, you know, I'm not black. I'm actually Latino, but even me being a Latino, like, what can I say? Like, I have no right in telling a black player or a black person, telling them that this isn't a big deal. And so for them to go out to protest like that, I really have no say in that. And I respect what they're doing, because people will make a big deal out of the riots and all that, but then also be mad at this peaceful protesting. So, I mean, which is it? You know what I mean?
Yes, I know what you mean.
I mean, I happen to agree 100% with this guy. Like, you know, to me, this is one of those. How could you possibly understand it? And again, you know, I'm a white male. If you're a white male, how could you possibly understand it?
But I mean, even in the time since George Floyd, how many videos have we seen of African Americans running away and getting shot in the back?
Sure.
I mean, there've been at least two. The guy in the Wendy's parking lot there in Atlanta, right? Like, that happened soon after, right? And then this thing in Wisconsin the other day. I mean, I don't blame him one bit for being pissed. Wouldn't you?
Yes, of course. But the problem is that you know, the white person who's in a state of denial, Mike, looks at all this and says, oh, well, what do the statistics say? What is the evidence? How many white people are killed by white police officers over the course of a year? And so there's always, because again, there's a complete level of ignorance and a complete level of unwillingness to really understand it. And so, you know, you don't get any real movement on it. That's the frustrating part.
Well, so either way, you know, however you feel about it, it may cost you the rest of the NBA playoffs. That's the feeling. That's the fear right now. Your thoughts if the Celtics season is done. How would you feel about that? Your thoughts on Bruins Lightning. And, you know, just to go back to something a little bit earlier, we'll do it after Murray's update. Trying to, and if you don't know what I'm talking about, you'll soon learn. Shoving a 12-inch foot-long submarine sandwich on hard sourdough bread down the throat of John Cooper. That's what I would like to propose right now, that we shove a giant hoagie down his gullet. I'll explain exactly why. After Big Jim Murray's update, he gets you updated on the very latest. Don't go anywhere.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Never be left out of the conversation.
Never, not once.
Never, not once.
Never, not once.
Felger.
Good God, man. Have some pride.
Maz.
The guy's psychotic.
98.5 Sports Hub.
Stop it.
You know, from your vantage point, what was it like to go through that as you were eating that sandwich?
Not. That sandwich doesn't taste very good, Chris. But the sandwich we ate at the end of the game really is a delicacy.
Oh, there's that knob. John Cooper. Arrogant, smug. We did a whole thing on John Cooper. We don't need to repeat it. You can go listen to the podcast, 98.5thesportshub.com, the app. When do we do that? End of the first hour of the program. You can go back and sink your teeth into John Cooper. Love to shove a sandwich down his throat. That guy just bugs the crap out of me. What was his deal on that you know, reversed goal? Like, carrying on, like, he said the refs were guessing. It was obvious, clear as day, that it was offsides, and he was still crying like that? Like, just look at the video, dude. That guy bugs me. Anyway, 617-779-0985. Back to your phones. Trevor in the car on the NBA boycotts. Go ahead, Trevor.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Great show. Thanks for having me on. You know, just one quick comment on Doc Rivers, right? I think he's a stand-up guy, has been his entire career. And, I forget who said it earlier on the show, but, you know, I think the protesting and not having games, it's effective, right? And we essentially need to make the strongest possible case to the most ignorant people in this country going all the way up and down the chain. So I think if it needs to happen, it needs to happen, and people need to respect it.
Okay, so, right. I mean, at least these guys are putting their money where their mouth is. It's not some sort of empty, you know, support or token support. There's, you know, on their level, sacrifices being made. And so you got to respect that, whether you agree or disagree. Dean in Shrewsbury. Go ahead, Dean.
On a completely selfish note, I would be heartbroken if the NBA playoffs were canceled. You know, it's the best part of my day, and it distracts me from everything else, and I just wanted to say that.
Sure, and this is why this is effective.
Exactly.
And, you know, let me just take it from me. Like, if this impacts you, and it might tomorrow with the Celtics game. So you'll feel it tomorrow, but for me, a Wisconsin sports fan, well, the Bucks playoff game canceled, postponed, boycotted, something. And you were saying the Brewers are going to shut it down tonight too, Big Jim?
Yeah, so there was a report that the Brewers players are meeting, and they're discussing the status of their game against the Reds tonight. So there is nothing beyond that, but it sounds like that one could be in jeopardy too.
Because, you know, I think, you know, baseball's obviously been a different story, but the NHL and the NBA have come back so successfully, I think. I mean, they've for all intents and purposes, pulled this off when a lot of people thought they wouldn't. And not only have they pulled it off, but they've remained healthy and they've put together a pretty good product. I think both sports may not be exactly what we would be getting with fans in the stands and all things being equal, but it's close. It's getting closer by the day. And so we've all sort of reinvested in it. I mean, I feel we are as invested in this Bruins run as any run I can remember.
No question.
I mean, I don't feel this is much different than last year.
Maybe more.
Some of their other runs, right, maybe more.
I would tell you in a lot of ways, again, I've said this to you from the beginning. I thought the Bruins had the best chance. This was the one I wanted back the most. I feel like I'm more invested in this than anything else. And under the circumstances, we all need the investment. I mean, I feel like, you know, I am looking so forward to those games. I can't even begin to tell you how forward I'm looking to those games.
And so we may lose it because not because of COVID or because of something like that, but because cops keep shooting black people in the back. Like, isn't that gross?
Of like, course. Yeah.
That's what's going on?
I mean, like, look, Mike, as Murray has said, he's rooting for the asteroid at this stage. Like, it's a demoralizing time on multiple levels.
Another one's supposed to be coming the night of the election. Oh, that would be so perfect. Please give it to me.
But I'll tell you, as I look at
that's when that thing's buzzing on the 4th?
Supposedly.
That is. Tell me that's not a sign of, you know, from the universe.
So perfect. At this time, it'll hit, right.
Yeah. Now, look, as we speak about the NBA, and again, tonight's wiped out, right? They've postponed. The league has actually postponed all three games now. Correct,
right,
Murray?
Correct, yeah.
Okay. So there are now three other series going on, if I'm not mistaken, or are there more? But anyway, don't you think tomorrow has to get wiped out too? Aren't those teams going to look at it and say...
All the players are meeting tonight at 8. I mean, I think you're going to hear by 8:10. It's done.
The whole bubble?
Yeah. I really do.
So I'm not convinced of that yet.
I don't. They've invested too much. They've invested too much.
But I think that tomorrow's gone. You're going to lose half the series today. You're going to play the other ones tomorrow. Like, I think you lose those and you pick it up where you left off on Friday. If they even get back on the floor at all.
Crazy. Here's Mark in Haverhill. He's up next with Felger and Maz on the boycotts. Hi, Mark.
Hey, so all of the players that are boycotting, they're going to jeopardize their platform to get their voices heard. The NBA is very supportive of them speaking on social media, you know, social issues. So aren't they jeopardizing that?
I have a hard time thinking, Mark, that they're losing steam in their voice by canceling these games. I feel this is a major, major story that is now a news story. It's not just a sports story. So, yeah, we won't be able to see LeBron James come off the floor tonight and speak in the postgame press conference about the shooting in Wisconsin. But there's no game tonight, and now everyone's talking about it. Everyone's talking about what the NBA players are doing and the movement by the players, and they're, I mean, if you think they're getting less publicity versus more by doing this, I don't know. I disagree.
No, again, I'll keep using the same word. I want them to play basketball, okay? And I don't mean that I'm not in support. I enjoy the basketball, and I'd like to think there is a way where both things can be accomplished. Maybe not. I mean, maybe this is the player's point. Clearly, both things can't be accomplished because they're in the bubble now. They're playing. They're putting an emphasis on it. It's all over the uniforms, all over the floor. Black Lives Matter, the sayings on the back of the jerseys, all of it. And yet we've had another incident. So, you know, I told you, I want them to play. I understand why they're not. And if they're looking to get everyone's attention that they didn't get the first time, it's effective. It's effective.
Tim in Nashua has a hockey thought. Go ahead, Tim. You're up next with Felger and Maz. Go ahead.
Michael, I want to talk about Mike Milbury. Not only his hockey swagger and his knowledge. Mike, if any of you three were in that situation, say, you know, like Jeremy Roenick got disciplined. Would you guys, do you think Mike Milbury would go to, like, the NHL network? What would you guys do in that situation? I feel so bad for him.
So what do you mean, what would we do in that situation? I mean, I don't know. I don't get quite the question. I usually just sit there and take my medicine is what I typically do.
Well, so, you know, I don't know if he's under the impression that Milbury has lost his job over this. I don't think that that is true, to my knowledge, anyway. I haven't seen anything reported to that effect. They've pulled him off the series. He's not, you know, he's not working the playoffs. But I think his point is, if you were to lose your job over it, do you go to another network? And I would just tell you the danger in this sort of thing, depending on the magnitude of the offense, is that nobody will then touch you.
Yeah, I can't fathom. I can't fathom this has happened to Milbury to this point as it is, that it wasn't anything more than just a blip or just something that got some response on Twitter, you know, and that's it. So I can't believe it's gone this far. But don't tell me this is some sort of career ender. It's not even close. And I know the broadcast desperately misses him. Desperately. Those broadcasts, those NBC broadcasts need attitude like you read about. Who brings the attitude on those broadcasts? Is there anyone with any attitude?
Ugh, no, God. They're so vanilla.
Is there anyone with any attitude on those broadcasts? Here's Nolan and Melrose on the NBA boycotts. Go ahead, Nolan.
Hey, what's up, guys? I was wondering if anybody saw the post-game show last night with Kenny and Shaq and Barkley, and it was interesting to me how Shaq was a little quiet the whole time because, you know, he's a sworn-in police officer when they were talking about the police. And I just don't see what's going to happen here with these players not playing. It's like, guys, you're basketball players, and Shaq said it best last night. He just said basically you guys are basketball players. Let the senators and let the mayors and the people that can actually make a change handle this stuff. I mean, I get protesting with the basketball players, and I totally agree with that.
Yeah, how are they doing so far, Nolan?
Exactly.
How's that working out so far with the mayors and the governors and that? Do you think, I mean, I think in some states, those elected officials might have everyone's interests in mind. I think there's other parts of the country where they're just fine with a brutal police force, frankly. So, no, I don't blame the players for not trusting those elected officials when it comes to that. I mean, I do. I told you that. I mean, I know that, but it's easy for me to say. I'm in my backyard in Wellesley. I'm fine. I don't blame other people for, you know, or anyway, when it comes to this, African Americans feeling the way that they feel. So I don't blame that one bit. What was the first thing that he said?
If we had watched the post game on TNT. Shaq and.
So, you know, I would like to think, you know, and Doc Rivers said it too. Doc Rivers' father was a police officer.
Right.
And so Shaquille O'Neal is a sworn. It is possible. In fact, it's the right thing. The right thing is to support both the police and the rights and the lives of minorities and African Americans. Why can't you believe in both things? Like, and the fact that you can't, to me, Murray, is the absolute worst thing to come out of this whole thing. That either you support black lives or you support cops, and you can't support both.
Yeah, no, common sense, gray area, none of that exists anymore. Because if you were trying to say something like that, you're looked at as a bootlicker, and you're against us. And it's just I can kind of feel both things. And for the what's it going to accomplish people, like, I don't know. I mean, We've had scores of people throughout history that have done something that have has been unfathomable, and then you find out, right? So that's what these players are doing. And I don't know how you can trust anyone at any level of government, no matter what side, because it seems like the world's going to hell in a handbasket. So why not try something different, you know? I don't blame them. Like, we'll see what the hell happens here. And maybe this goes into other sports. You know, if I'm a college football player right now, you see how much power that the NBA players have in a move like this today. And, you know, whether it's this or the NFL, I have to think that, you know, if you're a professional athlete or a collegiate athlete, you feel pretty damn empowered with what these guys did today.
But Shaq can be, I'm a sworn police officer. I'm proud of the work we do. I think we do good work, but we can be better. And we should all try and be better. Like, what's wrong with that? Like, why is that such a hard place to get to?
I don't know.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
I mean, I can give you plenty of reasons, starting at the very top, if you get my drift.
It's depressing. That'll do it for this portion of the program. Bruins coming your way tonight here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. They drop the puck at 8, pregame starting at 7:30. That's coming up later on. You'll have the baseball reporters with Maz at 6. Coming up next is the final word.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Felger's expert analysis.
Not from this talk radio crazy.
Maz's hard-hitting questions.
What am I, like the freaking abrasive police here?
The caller's bringing knowledge to the table.
Maz, the adults are talking.
It's time to recap this 4-hour show in 4 minutes. It's the final word on Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
And the final word is brought to you by Town Fair Tire. If you're looking for the best deal on tires, there's only one place to go. That's Town Fair Tire. The best prices and great free services. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire.
Nobody.
Nope. All right. A little bit of a rough takeoff for the show today, as evidenced with a couple of audio clips in today's final word.
No, what happened?
Well, first, we have Maz not paying attention.
Oh, yeah.
You, Felger, almost choking to death mid-segment.
All right. So there's Bruce Cassidy on the goalie situation. It is Halak, but he did drop in a surprise there. That there is a game-time decision, that there may be a forward who has to sit, Maz, and that would do what John Cooper did last night, and that's go to 7D. Who could be the forward, you think?
Maz?
Sorry, Mike. I didn't have you in my headphones. You have to repeat that.
It's okay. Who do you think the forward is who's in danger of being sat out tonight?
I got to believe it's Bjork or Richie. It's got to be one of those two guys. And Richie got a goal for him last night, but, I mean, again, he's hammered away there at the crease. I don't remember really seeing him the rest of the game.
Well, did it make it sound like it was injury-related, though?
I didn't take it that way.
Okay, I did. I guess we'll see. Excuse me.
You swallow a
Excuse
bee?
Me. Yeah, sorry. Not a dry cough.
No, sorry about that. I had something else playing in my headphones when you asked me.
No. It's okay.
Okay, so can I explain all this now?
No. You're listening to sound probably for the baseball reporters. You weren't listening. You tried to fake it. You barely got through it. In the meantime, I swallowed a piece of doo-doo and couldn't even speak.
That's basically what happened. Yeah, I was just in the high and bloom. And honestly, when I heard the Cassidy comment today, I misheard it. I thought he was saying, well, it's going to be Halak, but you know, but we're going to let you know for sure when the game starts. So I thought when initially he said that, he was saying it about Halak, which he wasn't. So when you said a forward, no, don't you think it's about an injury? It was like, huh. Can we play that part of it again, Jimmy? Like, no, I think it was an injury. Don't you think that it was? I had not considered that, actually, now that you mention it.
Well, then we had this, the three of us trying to figure out whether or not I was on the show this past Friday, which I was.
Wait a minute. You're developing a quarterback. He's not ready. But now you're going to emphasize a different part of the playbook with a different quarterback? How's this going to help Stidham? I just think it slows down the process. I can't see any way that it doesn't.
Murray, were you with us on Friday or were you off?
No, I was here Friday, wasn't I? I don't remember.
me neither. It's all just it's a blur. Did you have a chance to rip into Stidham for being hurt? Because we spent all Friday killing the kid for the hip injury and not being able to post and whatnot. Did you get in on that?
Yeah, I was here for that. Yeah, I.
How come we can't remember if Murray was here on Friday or not?
Well, that's a bad sign for Murray, isn't it?
Uh-oh.
But seriously.
Yeah, I was there and I ripped him.
Okay, good. Check. Just wanted to make sure. I was probably sure you had a chance.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.